Host holiday of our world, coming to you from Tenerife, so enjoy it.
So I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Right, this week's episode is about taken from when I went to Tenerife a couple of weeks ago, or maybe three now. And it's kind of built up by a bit like a log of what was happening, some jokes and stuff, and observations, etc., etc. Well, so I shall hand over to myself now. Let us continue onwards, my friends. It was an unusual holiday in some ways, as I went with my girlfriend, her sister, her mum, and dad. And they're not on here very often, but you might hear, I think, Jackie's sister a little bit. And hear Jackie, I think, waffling on a bit. So, let's toodle a pip.
Here I come to save the day.
That means
a story
is on the way.
Okay, this is Sergeant Hosk reporting in the first of Hosker Locks. It's 3:30 at the moment. We're just getting up to get the taxi. I've had a shower, having a cup of coffee, and now we'll be going. The taxi will come at 0400 hours, and then we'll go towards the airport and have a big, the plan is to have a big slip up, fry up, and then get the plane at 800 hours. I'll tell you more when we get there. Hosk, signing off. I'd like to further note that Hosk has been reprimanded by girlfriend for not sellotaping shaving gel after shave and deodorant. Hosk says, bah, they've got lids on, they'll be alright. Also, I'm equipped now for holiday. I have my trusty cowboy hat on, which I bought in Bulgaria. Don't try to understand that, just go with it. Okay, Hosk signing off.
When I think of holidays, I think of brightly coloured towels that you put down, beach towels you put down on the floor and sunbathe on. These are special towels because rather than absorb water, they seem to push it away from you and never actually dry you. A fantastic invention.
Right, let's have an update from the holiday, Hosking's log. So we're here, we arrived now for a day. The trip was, it was good. We left, it was raining, and we arrived and it was sunny. Beautiful. As you know, obviously, I'm on holiday with my girlfriend, her sister, my girlfriend's mum and dad. And it does sound almost like a film that Ben Stiller would be in. Meet the Parents 3, go on holiday with the parents, that's what I'll call it. Obviously, Stiller goes and everything he does goes wrong. Oh, but he means well. And in the end, he wins them over by being nice. Ah, lovely. It'll happen one day. You watch. They'll listen to my blog, think, brilliant idea. Ring up Stiller, De Niro, get the gang back in. Hilarious comedy, cha-ching in the box office. There you go. Magic. Travelling was fairly, travelling, you know. Queuing, lots of queues, showing passport, boarding cards, etc. at random points. You never know which ones, you show them both. Then we arrived here at the place, and when you go into a new place that you're staying for a little bit, you go, oh, lovely. Look at this. They've got a kettle. Yes. They've got a microwave. Yay. Quick, come on, everyone. Let's look in all the drawers and cupboards just for no particular reason, just because you want to do that. You feel you must look everywhere first to see exactly the dimensions of the place you're staying in. So we did that. Wow, look at this, they've got a bath, wow, a shower, toilet, oh my goodness, who'd have thought it? Look at these drawers, they're massive, look at this drawer. Woo, huge, I'm going to fit everything in there. There's another drawer, yes. So we did a lot of that. We went out for a nice meal, and it was all good.
Tuning into some comedy from another time and space, space.
So what is Tenerife like? Well, Tenerife is quite, it's very similar. Kind of weird. You go abroad to sort of see new stuff, culture, etc., and how these Spanish live, etc. But everywhere you go, there's either a sports bar or an Irish bar, or pubs which saying, we serve full English, English bar. And they're
the English bars, which say we're English bars, are full of English people. So they've come abroad to go into a bar they could have gone to if they'd have just stayed at home. But my favourite of all the bars is the Wigan Pier. Yes. If you don't know about Wigan Pier, in Wigan they have the Wigan Pier. But Wigan is really landlocked, so there isn't... there's no kind of sea. So what the someone basically is, it's practically a couple of planks of wood over a canal. And that's the Wigan Pier. That's the kind of joke. But there's a pub here called the Wigan Pier. And it has a kind of this drag queen person who comes from Wigan. And who Jackie's own dad knew before. And he's called something like Nigel. If you ever call him Nigel, he's very angry. Because he's Crystal now, alright? When he's on stage, he's Crystal. Don't forget that. So it's the second day, and I went for a little walk, an adventure, to have a look at my surroundings, see what's going on. And I don't like sunbathing, cooking myself in the sun. Well, not just lying down and doing it. I prefer to walk about. Then it's harder for the sun to get you. You burn less. So I was walking about, and just all the people you see, the majority seem to be red-skinned Europeans. Either English or German or whatever. But hardly any Spanish. Tenerife is full of foreign people. Well, obviously they're all foreign to me, but, you know, foreign to the Tenerifeans. And just to not show that stereotypes are true, I saw three Japanese people. And can you guess what they were doing? Yes, of course, they were taking pictures of themselves. But, okay, you see Japanese people taking pictures of themselves, never see them looking at the pictures. I've never seen a Japanese person with the pictures they've taken and looking at them or showing them to other people. What do they do with them all, eh? What do they do?
How to spot English people abroad. There are various telltale signs. You can spot them.
One is they're the ones who usually burnt themselves in the sun, so they'll be usually bright red.
Probably they'll be the ones drinking lager by the pool.
They will, of course, be the ones going into the English bars.
They'll be having a full English breakfast.
They will be wearing football tops.
That's fine.
They will also, a lot of the older people, or a lot of them actually, will just be very fat. That's a good sign, actually. Often if you see lots of people, the fat ones, they're usually the English. I mean, you do get fat ones from other countries, but that's usually a fairly good sign.
And they will also maybe be drinking Carlsberg or imported lager rather than local beers. Because they can taste the difference.
Of course you can.
Scream if you want the comedy to go faster. Faster.
Another character you get in Tenerife is the cheeky little waiter. And the waiters, I mean, I do appreciate it, although I think it can be a bit dangerous mucking around with food. Serious subject. You know, people are hungry. Just kind of calm down a bit. Like when you see someone loosen the bottle of the salt. The waiters here don't do that, by the way. When you see that and then someone pours the salt on their meal, you laugh but then think, oh my God, what are they going to do for lunch? Oh dear. But the waiters are a bit cheeky. The jokes they do were two crackers yesterday were taking everyone else's order apart from mine and then pretending to walk off but coming back like 10 seconds later. And then we had soup to start with and he was giving the soups out. One person left, he said, onion soup, and she looked a bit startled, not really tomato. You know, they're real live wires, all sorts of great stuff like that. Oh, onion soup.
All right, mate, here's the Hoskinator.
In the mix, non-stop.
So sit back, relax, and listen to some comedy.
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 Yes, we went out yesterday, separated from the... let's have a little talk. We've been here now, about three or four days. And we've gone, I'm getting sick of these bands, which involve two people usually, just singing the same. I've heard American Pie about five times, and it's just, I've had enough of it. I don't want to hear it anymore. And you hear the same songs though. Sweet Child of Mine, American Pie, probably a Beatles song. Just over and over and over, the same songs being sung. Averagely. No more. And we've had the waiters doing the same. they did the little list joke. This happened now in three different restaurants where they go up, they say, okay, who ordered this? And then they say something else, like, we ordered pizza. And he comes, burger and chips. He goes, ah, ha, 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 here's a pizza, really. That is one of their stock jokes. Oh, there's another dude here. He's a Ronan Keating tribute act. And in reality, all the resemblance is he has blonde hair cut roughly the same length. otherwise he doesn't look like him, doesn't sound like him, and only but sing some of his songs. I mean, wouldn't he be a tribute act to someone good? But he's everywhere. He's advertised at every blinking pub we've gone by. Oh, Elton John is appearing here Thursday, tomorrow. The real Elton John, I think. Yeah, yesterday we went out to the world-famous Lineker's, which is pretty rubbish, and we also went to this other bar, and he goes, oh, come in here, look, we'll get you, you'll have two drinks and three shots each for €6. We thought, oh, that's not too bad. I thought, oh, what shall I get? Oh, I know, tequila, that makes me happy. See, that song has just filtered into my mind. It makes you happy, but it tastes like crap, and, oh, being faced with three shots of tequila, one after another, oh. That was tough work, let me tell you. Oh my good lord. Did the trick though, we were all a bit squiffy. That was all right night. Today, we're having a curry. Just for a change of having... Oh, I'd changed a bit. Most of the food here though is kind of meat and chips and veg. That's it. Obviously they've got pasta and stuff. So I've had pasta one day. Chips, mixed grill. Oh, I've had cooked breakfast twice. Oh, I'm so English. And a pasta, because it's nice and cheap. Today we're going for a curry, Ruby Murray, and then going to see a Rod Stewart stroke Bryan Adams impersonator. He's so good, he could do too. But there's rumours that he has a false nose. Because he wipes his head with sweat, but never touches the nose, we've heard. I don't know how we've heard so much about him, but so that's what we're going to see him tonight. Should be good. Good. Good, 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 good. I think of holidays, think of people in the street getting you into their bars, saying, yeah, we'll give you like two drinks, three shots, half a champagne, and then you have all these drinks, like 10 billion, and then you're still not drunk, and think, what's going on? I've had all these drinks, I'm not drunk. Foreign drinks, not as powerful. I've been quite impressed with the size of some people's bellies on holiday. They're incredible. They are like having round barrels onto their chest. It's just hilarious because they pop themselves into these kind of small shorts and then this just belly sticks out. I mean, sometimes you can see the belly coming round the corner before the person. It's huge. It's so round. Tempted to go and prod it, see what it is, see what's in there. And these people must be going, must be like having a monkey stuck to the front of you, hanging on. I'd like to kind of cut it open and to see what comes out. I imagine there'll be like burgers, kebabs, beer and crisps and stuff will all just come gushing out as the bloke will shrivel away. When you read these statistics of English people being fattest and eating the worst junk food, etc., I tell you, when you go on holiday and see the amount of English people with these bulbous bellies, it's true. Oh my goodness. A lot of them seem to be the same age, around kind of 40-ish. But they're just incredible. I mean, what's going to happen when these people get to like 70 and they keep eating the way they are? They're going to be absolutely ginormous. They'll have to have special little... I reckon soon, right? They'll have special little wheels that you'll put under so that it can support your belly all the time.
Wakey, wakey. You've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
Yesterday we had, or 2 days ago, we had a strange occurrence. And I think there certainly should be some kind of rules against this. They were all by the pool, sunbathing. And then Jackie went topless. And then her sister went topless. Thankfully, Mum kept her dignity and her boobs covered up. But I mean, that's a bit... Surely, girlfriend's sisters aren't allowed to get their boobs out in front of the boyfriend. There must be some kind of rule against that, isn't there? And obviously, I didn't look. Well, you try not to. but it made me think, actually, when girls whap the baps out, makes it not as fun looking at them. You kind of get bored of them then. It's more exciting when they cover them up. And then you want to see them. It's the wanting to have what you can't, or what you can't, or what you can't see. The kind of the anticipation is more when you, when they're kind of, they're showing you half of them, showing the cleavage. Then you think, ooh, I'd like to see them. When they just whap them out, you're like, oh, that's some breasts. Oh, yawn, yawn. And usually you'd be like, oh, ooh, breasts. I'd love those popped in a sandwich. I think you've ever heard that saying before, have you? So I just made it up, okay? Another thing about seeing women's breasts, usually when they're in a bra and you see like a bit of cleavage, you can glimpse them and think, ooh, they look like lovely breasts. But when you see them out, just when they're laying, or they're just flopping around like bloody spaniel's ears, you think, they don't look so appealing anymore. And you sort of think, are those two floppy things there, are they really the objects of my desire? They just don't look as tempting or just juicy as when they're kind of in a bra, being propped up, boob-shaped. Once you let those bad boys out, they're flopping around. They're not. Even the imagination can't do too much with them. Talking about women's breasts on holiday when they're kind of out dangling everywhere, I think today summed it up where I saw a woman get the baps out. You thought, a little look, okay. And then she laid down and one of them dived under her armpit. And at that point I thought, that's now gone from being a sexy boob to a floppy spaniel's ear under the armpit boob. Unerotic, 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 unerotic.
You will now be connected to some observational humour. Stand by.
Ooh, breasts. I'd love those popped in a sandwich.
You know, you get the hasslers. You walk along, people saying, come into the restaurant, come into the restaurant. And you're like, no, I don't want to go in your restaurant. That was happening. We went past one, come in the restaurant. No, come in the restaurant. And then this bloke said, come and get a tattoo. What? Harassing people to get tattoos? Now that, that's a new one. That's what they're like. They're forward-thinking in Tenerife. They think, oh, look at these silly people on holiday. They'll have a tattoo. Come on, in your pop. Yeah, you see, around Tenerife, you see the different flavours of people. Now you get the first lot are the newbies. They're white. It's kind of very white-looking people who have just arrived. They look kind of like walking skeletons. They look weird compared to everyone else. The next stage, you kind of get is these red... bodied, kind of nice burnt bodies of the people who have been here a week. Now, just imagine the English people. They're all red. No one's kind of brown. They look painful. And then you get a few amount who are brown, but they're kind of locals, but you don't see many of them. And then you get the old people who must have been coming here for years, and they just look like really brown leather. They look like bloody walking handbags with all jowly bits, and it's just all leathery. Oh man. But they are the different kinds of people, of tanned people you get in Tenerife.
Here I come to save the day. That means
a story
is on the way.
I'm putting my new plan into action today. Usually, when you kind of sit around reading and stuff, everyone, so far, we've had like an early evening kip around kind of 4 or 5 o'clock, and I don't know why we do this. It's but it's kind of a ritual that's happened. The girls are upstairs having their kip at the moment. I think the mum and dad are as well. But I thought today, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go for a walk instead, because I think that will energise me more than a sleep, than as a power nap. Because I'll get the dolphin and endorphins. The dolphins will be swimming round, boosting me up. So it's, I mean, we get enough sleep. We don't wake. Certainly don't set any alarms on holiday. So we're gonna see if that works out today.
You northerners love your pie. My pie now is after this.
Hey, Mum, did he? She's got a great son of that. Uh-huh. Greg. It's not this one, is it, Art?
Is it not?
Holiday rules, you must eat anything that moves. Any opportunity to have ice cream, crisp sweets or fatty meals, you must take every opportunity. Do not give a care if you are full. You must eat till you burst.
Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
Usually today's been quite overcast. But the girls fretting now that they haven't got much of a tan yet. Even though the sun was hidden behind clouds and it's quite windy, not cold, but you know, you don't want to, sorry if you're walking about, we don't want to be laying there. They still came down and did an hour's sunbathing. Novacast day. Bless them. They're trying hard. Unfortunately, the sun is not playing ball today. But they were the only two people by the pool. And I did have a chortle looking down at them from the hotel balcony room. Hey, these English people, they just can't wait to get all pink. to proudly show off when they get back. It only lasts a bloody day. Well, not a day, it lasts a week, I reckon, the tan. I don't know if it's true, but, well, personally, I couldn't give a monkey's whether girls are tanned or not. I've never looked at a girl and thought, whoa, look at the tan on that. I mean, and it's all likely is that the bits you really want to see on the girl, they're going to be white anyway, aren't they? They're going to be the white bits. Why bother? I don't think it makes girls look any better anyway. But that's my opinion. Perhaps all other blokes do like a nicely tanned woman. I don't mind them white or whatever colour they are.
For this next bit of comedy, the listeners either
like it and go, or they dislike it and go, ugh. Holiday rules. The rules going holiday are, you must all of a sudden change your habits and start having sleeps in the afternoon because you're tired from doing bugger all day. In fact, you become night owls. You're going out for dinner about 10 o'clock at night, getting up about midday, flumping by the pool, tiring yourself out and having to go up for a kip before you go out again and do it all over again. When I think of holidays, I think of English people going abroad to go into English pubs they could have gone to down the road. Well done.
Right, this was recorded in the Wigan Pier. It was by some blonde singer. Looked like she was transported from the 80s with this kind of blonde mullet from like a Eurovision Song Contest. It was brilliant. But then she was just kept swearing all the time and was really unfunny, which I found fairly amusing. And here's a bit of a awesome.
Yesterday we saw a Rod Stewart tribute called, it was called something like Adam Starr, and he looked like about kind of a 5'3" Rod Stewart. He didn't look too bad actually, but this bloke was absolutely tone deaf. It was just hilarious. He couldn't sing a Rod Stewart song to save his life. He'd kind of take them, maybe it was Maggie May or something, but it changed the speed of the whole song so that you couldn't recognise what the hell he was singing. I wish I'd have taken the voice recorder yesterday. It was just tremendous, and he was pretty special. Hopefully we'll see something, or we might go and see Crystal Star tonight in the Wigan Pier pub. That should be amusing. He's a kind of rude drag act who insults people, calling women prostitutes and stuff like that, I think. I can't remember much from last time I went.
Ooh la la.
You made this comedy for me. Ooh, you shouldn't have. The irony of ironies now, this next clip I'm boasting about being near the sea to make you look jealous, but of course I'm playing it now a few weeks after I got back from holiday, and even I'm thinking, listen to that bloody wanker showing off by the sea. And it was me. Here it is.
Here you go, here's the sound of the sea gently lapping onto the shore. Ah, peaceful, the sound of holiday. I listened to that sound, of course, whilst you were all hard at work at your little desks, fevering away, tappity tap into the keyboard. I sit here with a nice drink of water in this case. Ah. That was a bloke who was a... It was just on the phone before I started recording though. He said something, oh, she was like some kind of bloody super woman, spider girl, super woman, I don't know, something like that. She thought she was bloody it. So I thought I'd record him for a little bit because he was quite amusing. Of course, I start recording and he's not funny in the slightest. Selfish git. holiday rules are, on the last day of your holiday, you just wait around all day, usually with your bag looking glum, because you know the fun's over, and you've got to go back to the real world, waking up early in the morning, going to work instead of lying about all day.
And if you're wondering what it's like to go on holiday with your girlfriend, her sister, and a mum, listen to these jabbering on, and this is a kind of hint.
She's from Whitdown, so that's my eldest daughter. She says, I don't remember her at all.
Well, she lives down Birmingham now, so you'll not see her around anymore.
She can still wear paper.
I said
everybody thinks she should be sitting. All that going on the sunbed, Denise's age.
No, because you look like a baby.
Don't look like a baby.
Oh bloody. You right, Jose?
Just came across this bar called Fun Pub, and it has like Fun Pub written on both sides, and in between the first and last. I kind of imagine that as a pub where you go in, and then every now and again someone comes around with a stick. Are you having fun? You better be having fun, or you get whacked with the fun stick. Come on, start having fun, will you? But then I thought, oh, Fun Pub, that sounds rubbish. First and last, I can imagine it being the one and only, really. And then 300 yards on the road, there's another Fun Pub. How much fun can they have here in Tenerife? They're overdosing on fun. They should cut it out. If they don't watch out, they're going to have so much fun, they'll bloody explode. I mean, only have themselves to blame.
Get ready to slurp down some more comedy, boy.
Oh, the funniest thing happened today was Jackie's mum and dad have been going to this restaurant for 14 years, and their favourite waiter is called Jose. But today they found that his name isn't Jose. It's in fact something else. It sounded a bit like Arkwright. It's not. So they've been calling him Jose for 14 years, even though that's not his name. And they say, why you let us call you Jose? And he say, yeah, I know. I let many people call me things. And just all it did was remind me of Trigger in Only Fools and Horses, calling Rodney Dave. That's what they've been daving him for 14 years. It was so funny. Oh, bloody. You all right, Jose?
That is the funniest thing.
14 years.
To tell my mum was so embarrassed. She's like, who's that called?
No, he called her. He called her Jesus.
I'm
going to think he didn't actually call Jesus.
What?
Call Jesus, but he never Zeus.
Hey, Zeus.
Excuse me.
So every time I see your mum and dad now, I'm going to say, hey, Josie! Imagine if someone called you the wrong name for 14 years. You'd probably get used to it.
Why would you not tell them?
After the first 5 years, you'd probably get used to it, I reckon. You probably thought those English. Oh.
Oh, never mind.
They probably think all Spanish waiters are called Josie.
It was like, there is no Spanish name for called Josie.
We heard both today. We heard American Pie and Whiskey in the Jar. Can tick both those boxes again today.
American Pie, no?
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't remember either.
We did. Because your mum guessed the song.
No, they've not done that tonight.
We have.
That was Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, come on, Peggy.
Oh my god, I mean, we missed it. We missed out on American Pie. That's the first day. Looks banana flavoured. Cool. Swing low, my chariot. There's whiskey in the jar.
What's that? What? You're not quite sure what happened in the Jose incident? Ah, well, I tell you what. I've got another recording from Jackie telling us just what happened. She's talking to her granny, and believe it or not, I am there, although in a more silent capacity. I just sit back and let the ladies talk.
My brother is called Jesus. Oh, Jesus, like Jesus, but Jesus cut the door, connects the jet. But we couldn't understand because we were like, no, your brother Joseph, because he doesn't understand. Anyway, my brother had a parrot. Anyway, they brought him over and he said, no, my name's Jesus. And my mum said, but we've always called you Joseph. And he went, I know, but it doesn't matter. And he just thought they were getting it mixed up with his brother.
Oh, dear.
So because my mum and dad have been going in there 14 years and that's what they always call them, so they've got his name wrong.
Wherever they go.
But they have a right laugh with you and like they bring you food over and they pretend they've brought you something else.
Yeah.
But, they just have a laugh with you all the time.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, but when I was really
young. When you were younger.
I've not been down that end since I was probably about 13, 14. I went with Karen when I was 16, but that was a bit further up.
Have you been there before, Ben? Henry?
I've been to Tenerife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just this night.
He's not been at apartments, but the year I met Ben, he went to Tenerife with his friends. So
six years ago.
And we met the singer in the Irish bar, Adrian, who my mum liked.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was very good.
Did you not?
We found a good bar.
Dear.
Yeah. We found a good bar on last night, which has this live band on. That was good. We spent 2 days just sat in the apartment because it was just
too windy.
Windy and there's just no point lying out because it's overcast. We went to the pool once. Pool was freezing.
And looking forward to such lovely
weather. I can't believe I've not caught some.
Draw some gravy browning.
Could do with them. Can you get an extra block sundae?
Oh, see what sundae go for you anyway.
But I went in the pool once but it was so cold.
What a shame.
I literally had to jump in and right near the steps and get straight back out just to cool myself down, but took your breath away, didn't it? It was freezing.
What a shame.
You couldn't have stayed in it, swimming in it. Did you stay in or did you go in smaller pool?
Stayed in swimming.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Freezing.
Like once you're in.
Never mind.
But the food was good. It was just
better than work.
Yeah.
This is the first report from the aftermath of the holiday. My first day back at work. Yippee! I am aching like a mother because yesterday I did a 4-hour taekwondo seminar and it's hurting to breathe at the moment. Oh man, it's tough work. But so how did the holiday go? Well, it was very nice indeed. It was very, very relaxing. Read some books, chilled out in the sun, looked around Tenerife. It's all very nice actually. Made all the better when you hear the weather was very horrible and rainy in England. The weather in Tenerife was sunny but overcast a bit. A couple of days you couldn't sunbathe if you wanted to do that. Not that I'm that bothered about sunbathing, but there you go. It's kind of funny when you go on holiday, everyone's concerned about the weather back home. I mean, you'd think they'd be more concerned with the weather of where they are, but oh no. Yeah, it's a little bit more enjoyment to their holiday if they know that everyone back in England's having a rubbish time, which you were. Obviously, one of the highlights of the holiday was finding out that the girlfriend's parents have been calling this waiter Jose for 14 years, only to find his name is Jesus, which I think means is Jesus in like Spanish. So that was pretty brilliant. Ah, oh, lovely. You know, you know when you're back off holiday because you get up to go to work and it is pitch bloody black. Look like the middle of the night out there, and it's cold and wet. But hey, that's what we like in England. And now I'm really back into the swing of things at work because I'm stuck in a lovely, juicy traffic jam. So the holiday is very nice. Tenerife is a kind of unusual place. I don't know if it's the time of year, I think so, but it was full chock-a-block of coffin dodgers, old biddies. And these old biddies liked nothing better than to listen to rubbish tribute acts. There was loads of them. A rubbish tribute to Billy Connolly, rubbish tribute to Ronan Keating, rubbish tribute to Rod Stewart. Just so many, and there's and when they're not tribute bands, they're just kind of averagely cack bands. And every single night I heard American Pie and that bloody Daddy-O song, there's whiskey in the jar. Every day I heard that bloody song. Sick of it. I have to admit, after a week of, it was a holiday, a week with Jackie and her parents. More of a week with the bird, really. And then we came back, and then had to go to Granny's and near Grandma and talk about most of the same things I'd heard on holiday already. I had to have a rest. Had to have a rest from the bird, because I had to have a rest. I needed some hosk time. And I think she knew this, because she went out to visit her mate, and I just stayed in and played some computer game by myself. Didn't say anything, just sat there quietly. Lovely. Yeah, so you get back from holiday. You get back from holiday, and then you have that nervous time when you've got to the nervous re-entry back into your work clothes. Now you sort of, after a week of overindulgence, you sort of think, ooh, let's hope I can get back into these. Of course, you don't bother trying them until the morning you've got to go to work, so there's no other way. You have to get in them. It is shit or bust, baby. It is kind of, although you put it off, but it's there lurking. As soon as you're back in your house, you're just thinking, bloody hell. The old trouser competition. Get back in there. Bit of worry of the willy or won't he get back in. But I got back into the saddle, did the straddle, and in my case, back into the work trousers. Booyaka! Come on, he's back in the work trousers. I mean, it was fairly painless experience. I didn't need a shoehorn or any assistance from the girlfriend to get in there. Did it myself, unaided, unassisted. Just slid down the contraption like Wallace and Gromit and plop straight in. They are a little bit more snug at the moment, but you know, we'll soon get rid of that puppy fat. It reminds me of a similar experience of when you put on like your DJ or suit you haven't worn for ages, your best, and you think, and then you only, once again, you just leave it till really late and don't bother having any backup plans. It's one of those where you think, wow, what can go wrong? Come on, be alright, don't worry about it. So then you, and then you think, wait a minute, when did I last wear this? Woo, 6 months ago. DL. I've had Christmas and I've been on holiday since then. Woo, this is going to be a snug one, snug fit. I mean, that's why really someone should invent kind of one-size-fits-all dinner suit with elasticated waistband, so no matter how, you'll always be guaranteed to fit in there. That's what you need in this day and age. But then you get back to work and you get back in there, back at your desk, and then you just sit down there and think, oh, what the bloody hell was I doing? Can't remember. Oh, bloody hell. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just open Outlook while I think what I was doing, try and find some notes, and then it's a bloody email avalanche. And 90% is just complete rubbish. And then after that email avalanche, I mean, I've been away for 1 week, but sometimes if you're extravagant, you can go away for two. And then how long have you been away? 5 minutes of sitting back at your desk. It seems like you never went away. I mean, how unfair is that? you've had, you know, 7 days of holiday booked off, you know, hundreds of pounds, and then it's just gone. It's evaporated. The holiday joy is completely and utterly bloody gone. You know, even a chocolate fire guard would last longer than that. Well, who actually knows how long a chocolate fire guard would last? I doubt anyone's ever made one. So when they say, oh, that's as useful, that's as useless as a chocolate fire guard, I just don't know, do they? The proof is in the pudding. What the hell does that mean? What proof?
Right, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, a holiday special. I hope it makes you all feel jealous that I went on holiday and you didn't. Of course, you will have those holidays later in the year, and I will be at home. Just the fuck-ups to come. We will be back to a more standardised format from next week onwards.
Obviously, that's not obvious in the slightest. Bring up Stiller, De Niro.
Oh, onion soup.
They look painful.
Oh, onion soup.
As a bloke will shrivel away. I've been quite impressed with the size of some people's bellies on holiday. Foreign drinks, not as powerful. And do not... Brilliant, I've just turned it on and I'm trying to clean some of my teeth. Right, put that in the fuck-ups. They're overdosing on fun. When I think of holidays, I think of people being so lazy they have to have a kip. I think I've fucking done this one. Bollocks. Poo. Poo, poo, poo. Ooh. Breasts. I'd love those popped in a sandwich.
At all, really. It's not an unusual place.
Stand up. English language.
And it's full of the email avalanche.
Boob-shaped. 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 Boob. Boob. Shaped, 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 shaped. Ooh, breasts. I'd love those popped in a sandwich. 90% is just complete rubbish.
Oh, bloody, oh, bloody. Is he all right, Jose? Yeah.